A bus full of Syrians are rounded up by police. They're set to be relocated from Istanbul to refugee camps. The government has vowed to remove all unregistered Syrians from the city. And for those living in Istanbul, it's a difficult time. This refugee, who didn't want to be identified, fears they will all be sent back to Syria.
Now they're applying laws. This hasn't happened until now. I don't know much about the mentality of this country, but it's not right to deport people. Syrians are under temporary protection here. We can't be sent back to a country at war, and you can't deny that there's a war in Syria. We're being deported to a war.
The government claims no Syrians will be forcibly sent back to Syria, but say they will assist any who do want to return. The Istanbul crackdown aims to ease pressure on the city, which has become home to nearly a million Syrians. In the Esenler neighbourhood, Syrians make up around a quarter of the population. Initially, refugees were widely welcomed, but after 7 years, there's growing fatigue, even resentment. Mahmut is a local jewellery shop owner.
Go and take a look. Syrians have jewellery stores around here and they don't pay taxes. The state gives them every opportunity. But when we want to open a shop, the authorities come down hard on us. We're not given any opportunities or benefits like them. Syrians are taking jobs and driving up rents. Everyone's paying a heavy price for this.
The opposition's shock victory in Istanbul's June mayoral election was in part due to growing public discontent over Syrian refugees, according to analyst Attila Yeşilada.
The Turkish public are overwhelmed because low qualification jobs are rapidly moving to these illegal emigres. Turkey's health and education facilities are already overwhelmed. And according to presidential decree, Syrians get equal treatment. They're treated like citizens. So any Turk who sees a Syrian in a waiting room blames the Syrians. It is becoming a massive problem. And Erdogan's staunch advocacy of keeping Syrian refugees was one of the reasons which led to the defeat in Istanbul. And apparently, Mr. Erdogan finally got the message and the crackdown on quote-unquote undocumented Syrians has finally started in Istanbul.
The tension over the presence of so many Syrian refugees is threatening to turn violent. In one suburb recently, there were false social media reports that refugees had assaulted a young woman. Mobs of Turks then attacked Syrians and their shops. An economic recession is exacerbating these tensions, with unemployment approaching record highs at over 16%. Though analyst Aydın Selçuk says tensions are largely being contained, he worries about the future.
One cannot know whether this will flare up all of a sudden, or it will take time, or maybe it will never happen. Maybe there will be a digestion period. But it's a risk. And also these Syrians, their aim is not to stay here. They try to move on towards Europe. But they cannot, of course. They cannot go back, so they are stuck here.
In the meantime, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government are again ramping up their rhetoric against Europe for failing to share the refugee burden. At the same time, the Turkish military is poised to intervene against Syrian Kurdish forces to create a 40-kilometer deep buffer zone in Syria. Ankara claims the aim of the zone is to secure its border, but it would also allow Syrian refugees to return home. But many question whether Syrians who have spent years living in Turkey are ready to go home to a war-torn country and an uncertain future. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.